This is Rupert Evershed reading my monthly nature notes for the Hearts ad. The glory of ducks. Winter is inescapably grey. Parking on top of the Maltings car park in St Albans today, my usually panoramic view of the town and fields beyond is greatly reduced. Layers of mist, shades of grey, have walled the horizon and closed in my visual world. Drops of rain on my face give the greyness an invasive quality, threatening to absorb me into the landscape to become just another grey shape in a grey world. Only a few hours after sunrise, and it feels as if dawn has faltered, or that dusk is already upon us. Grey is an achromatic colour, literally a colour without colour, and is most often associated with neutrality, conformity, boredom, uncertainty, old age, indifference and modesty. Just 1% of people in a survey chose grey as their favourite colour. It is no surprise, then, that the greyness of winter can often translate as gloom, subduing not just our view, but also our mood. It is perhaps that much more miraculous that in the very gloomiest, greyest, wettest of places, we should find some of nature's most brilliant and resplendent colours. Floating on murky waters, weaving through tangled weeds, and paddling through gloopy mud, these creatures seem to practically rejoice in greyness. I am, of course, talking about ducks. Ducks are one of those groups of birds that often get lumped together as a singular, nondescript mass, perhaps a bit like seagulls. On closer inspection, however, the world of ducks explodes in variety far beyond our humble and familiar mallard duck. Around 40 different species of duck regularly occur in the UK and include dabbling ducks that feed mainly on the surface of the water, diving ducks that feed below it, and sea ducks that, whilst usually found on the coast, can also appear on inland water bodies in winter. In contrast to so much of our brown British wildlife, ducks, and in particular the drakes, are flamboyantly decorated, adorned with every possible feathered detail, falcation and vermiculation. Colours contrast and range from subtle and beautiful sheens to outright shows of bold and joyous colour. There is nothing achromatic or grey about ducks. One of the best ways of enjoying ducks at this time of year is to find a nature reserve with open water and hides, perhaps the Wildlife Trust's reserves at Amwell near Hartford or Stocker's Lake near Rickmansworth, both about a 25-minute drive from St Albans. Here you can shelter from the elements in a hide and enjoy the vibrancy of colour that ducks bring to the winter scene. If grey days don't offer warmth and sunshine, they do often offer the perfect light for viewing ducks, the low cloud cover freeing our eyes from the colour-neutralising glare of dazzle and reflection. Diving male tufted ducks are joined by goldeneye, and as each surfaces, their heads, sheened with purple for the former and green for the latter, are jewelled with little water droplets. Further out, a phalanx of shovellers pinwheel on the surface, their chestnut sides contrasting with their white breast and green heads, as their circular motions stir up food to sift through their shovel bills. Dabbling at the muddy margins, male widgeon defy the drabness of their surroundings, bringing pinky chestnut hues emblazoned with a bold yellow flash on their foreheads. Similarly, male teal give the colour its name, both in their ornate head stripe and flash of blue-green on their wings in flight. Watching all these ducks together, and it doesn't take long to realise that not only do they bring a welcome splash of colour to the scene, but also a buoyancy that goes far beyond their physical bobbing on the water. Flotillas of ducks are constantly surrounded by an effervescence of energy, a constant ducking, dabbling, diving, splashing, all accompanied by soft quacks, whistles and contact notes. Nothing seems to dampen their spirits, and when they take to flight, the cold grey skies are warmed and brightened with their calls and whirring wing beats. I hope you get to revel in the glory of ducks on a grey day this winter